This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton faces another legal fight, this time an ethics investigation. When the U.S. Supreme Court last year ruled same-sex couples could wed, Paxton advised local officials they could refuse to issue same-sex marriage licenses based on religious grounds. However, a complaint filed the following month said Paxton's stance encouraged officials to violate the Constitution and break their oaths of office. Potential penalties from the investigation could range from a reprimand to disbarment. Paxton also faces charges of felony securities fraud in an unrelated case. The chancellor says the University of Texas system needs to increase tuition. Bill McRaven yesterday told the Board of Regents higher rates would help UT remain competitive. Increases would range from $74 per semester at UT Rio Grande Valley to $393 per semester at UT Dallas. UT Austin would face a hike of $153 per semester. Regents will vote on this later this spring. Our Oscar preview series continues with the film The Danish Girl. In it, Best Actor nominee Eddie Redmayne begins as Einar, a handsome young man, and ends the story as Lily, a woman. Leslie McMurray is a transgender woman from Dallas who knows what it's like to make that change. Our big screen team talked with her about how the film handled the emotional side of that transition.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by Leslie McMurray of the Resource Center, an organization that assists the LGBT community. Leslie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about how The Danish Girl and Eddie Redmayne captured that realization that your appearance doesn't match how you see yourself on the inside?
The setting in that movie is back in the 1920s, so there wasn't a whole lot of, there was no internet, there was no television, there was no role models, there was no one. He had to feel utterly alone in these feelings and not really having a definition for it because the term hadn't been coined yet. I felt a little bit of that same growing up in the early 1960s. There was no resources, and I knew when I was 5 years old. I knew early on. I mean, little kids know who they are. And the funny thing is when they're born and everything matches with what the doctor says, they don't question the kid's identity. But when the kid knows differently from what the doctor says, then they start questioning him. And you saw in the movie where they wanted to bring in psychologists. They said he was insane or schizophrenic or whatever. And we're not crazy. We know who we are at the most basic level.
One of the catalysts in the film is clothes. He poses for his wife with a dress. I'm wondering if you could talk about if that resonated for you and if that seemed true to life.
Yeah, it did. I remember growing up, and even after I was married, because I did spend a good time of my life married, both my ex-wife and my mom used to say, "You're so hard to shop for. Why do you hate buying clothes so much?" And I couldn't say, because I'm in the wrong department. I want to be over there. And so, yeah, that character Einar running fingers down that row of dresses. It's not so much about the clothes. The clothes are a symbol. But it's seeing yourself as you really feel inside is profound.
There are also a number of scenes where the audience just watches Eddie Redmayne as Lily kind of checking himself out in the mirror.
It's something that, again, what you see is a mismatch. And it's very difficult because society expects you to act as people see you. And if you were to look into a mirror and see a kangaroo, but know that you're not, but society expecting you to act that way. Come on, hop. You know, it's really frustrating. It's unnerving. And it's something I sat in a restaurant with a friend who was transgender and looked out at all these other people they're eating. And I thought, you know, when all those people got up this morning, the first thing that popped into their head wasn't gender. It's something they take for granted. They just know who they are. But for us, it's a battle we fight every single day.
As you alluded to, society is still, to a large extent, catching up with this. I'm wondering how you think film and the movies are doing in this regard. Perhaps it's getting a little better. There's still a long way to go.
Oh, there's a heck of a long way to go. I mean, film is catching up because we're kind of the flavor of the month. And I'm hoping that we can kind of stick around for a while.
Another facet of The Danish Girl is the evolution of the relationship between Einar and later Lily and his wife, Goethe, who's played by Alicia Vikander.
I need to talk to my husband. I need to hold my husband. meet him? Can't you just get him? Can you at least try?
How did you think the evolution of their relationship was handled?
I also heard those words, I want my husband back. And then there was the negotiation of, well, can't you do this part-time? And I remember saying, I can't negotiate my gender. I am who I am. And I tried to hold it down. I was kind of backed into a corner, but I was willing to take it to my grave. Mm-hmm. But she knew there was something going on. She thought there was another woman, and I kind of jokingly later said, yeah, there was. It was me. But it was, for me, haunting watching those scenes together because it's the most upsetting thing that can happen in a woman's life. We have a social network that's set up if the husband dies, but we don't if the husband transitions. And that's one of the things I would like to see is support groups for spouses of people who have transitioned. Because the whole family transitioned. It isn't about one person.
What was it like the first time that you spent time with your daughters with the whole new you?
It was over Christmas. My oldest daughter has three kids of her own, so I have three grandchildren. And they're small. They were all under the age of five. They had seen me before, but I hadn't really imprinted on them because I hadn't seen them that much. They live in Atlanta. We only get to see them a couple times a year. So they learn of me what mom tells them. And when I showed up, pulled into the driveway in Atlanta, and I opened that door and I came through it for the first time, and my daughter was seeing me for the first time, grandkids seeing me for the first time, they ran up to me and said, Grandma Leslie, Grandma Leslie, and threw their arms around me. That came from my daughter. So my kids are pretty awesome.
Leslie McMurray, thanks so much for being here.
It was very much my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Leslie.
Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner of our big screen team. Remember, KERA TV and radio will air the PBS NewsHour Democratic debate tonight at 8.